Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, July 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, three charged as police intercept vessel containing 157 kilograms of cannabis weed on Saturday. Seaborne Airlines resumed nonstop service between San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Antigua and Barbuda on Friday. And Trump's claim Russia collusion is a fake news and a witch hunt said to be crumbling on contradictions. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
It's VAT-free days at Courts now. Yes, you heard right. Buy any item at Courts today and we'll pay your VAT for you on all items across the store. Plus, amazing doughbuster deals on daily from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So whether you buy cash or credit, the VAT is on us. Sweet. Offer on for 4 days only. Friday, July 21st to Tuesday, July 25th. So you've got to hurry down. We'll pay your VAT for you only at Courts. Don't miss out. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
A westward moving a tropical wave affecting the island at this time is expected to produce a cloudiness, scattered showers, and a possible isolated thunderstorms mainly across the southern portion of the island chain during the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, Dominicans are being urged to remain vigilant as another westward moving tropical wave located in the central tropical Atlantic is expected to approach the area by Thursday. Moderate seas are also expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 7 feet. Three men have been charged with possession of cannabis weed and possession of a cannabis weed with intent to supply after their vessel was intercepted off the coast of Portsmouth on Saturday, July 22. According to police PRO Pelham John Baptist, the police discovered 5 bags containing 157 kilograms of cannabis weed when the vessel was captured. Lennox Bickett, Desmond Abraham, and Lyndall Jawe will appear before a Portsmouth magistrate today.
One fishing vessel and 2 40-horsepower outboard motors were seized, and 3 men have been charged for possession of cannabis weed and possession of cannabis weed with intent to supply after their vessel was intercepted off the coast of Portsmouth about 12 a.m. on Saturday, the 22nd of July, 2017. The police intercepted the vessel and discovered 5 bags containing 157 kilograms of cannabis weed. As a result, Lennox Bickett, male adult of Benz, Desmond Abraham, male adult of Woodford Hill, and Lyndall Dawe, male adult of Vilcars, were charged for possession of cannabis weed and possession of cannabis weed with intent to supply. The men will be taken before the magistrate's court at Portsmouth on Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2017.
Prime Minister and Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerrett will present an over $800 million budget on Thursday, July 27. The sum of $854,355,783 is authorized for the meeting for the expenditure of services for the year ending June 30, 2018. The Ministry of Finance will receive the largest appropriation of $166,585,114 for total recurrent revenue, which is in the sum of $504,653,193. Local capital revenue is expected to be $349,702,590, with the Ministry of Public Works and Ports to receive the largest chunk of $130,347,333. The University of the West Indies Open Campus will host its second country conference on reclaiming indigenous heritage to define Kalinago destiny. The conference is being held in collaboration with the government of Dominica and the University of Leiden. The conference is scheduled to take place from August 9 to 10 at the Kalinago Barana Ote. Officer in charge of the University of the West Indies Open Campus, Kimon Joseph, says this conference can be viewed as a groundbreaking event.
The theme of the Dominica Country Conference 2017 is Reclaiming Indigenous Heritage to Define Kalinago Destiny. There is no disputing that the Kalinago people have had major contributions on the culture and heritage of our island and of this region. And even so, through misinformation and misinterpretation by policymakers, educators, and others, there is clear evidence of efforts both in the past and now, to discredit the Kalinago for their tremendous influence. The Dominica Country Conference 2017 of the Ministry of Kalinago Affairs, the UWI Open Campus Dominica, and Leiden University seeks to be a groundbreaking event which will bring together indigenous leaders, academics, professionals, and students to discuss Kalinago's sensitive issues, to exchange ideas, and to collaborate on building resiliency in indigenous communities. There will be a total of 16 papers in 7 sessions, as well as workshops and an exhibition that will form the 2017 Dominica Country Conference at the Barana Ote.
Meantime, Kalinago Chief Charles Williams expressed his disappointment for the failure to ratify the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People.
This year, 2017, we are again observing a milestone as indigenous people. Since in September of this year, we will observe the first decade of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. I have asked all 3 parliamentary representatives who have served the Kalinago territory within that period of time to ratify this declaration in the Dominican Parliament and incorporate it into the Dominica's law so that we, the indigenous people, could benefit from it. And to date, my call has fallen on deaf ears. The ILO Convention 169 was passed in the Dominican Parliament, but it is yet to be incorporated into the Dominica law. And we continue to hear at every opportunity how much they love Kalinago people.
The Dominica Freedom Party has described the late Bernard Ega Cabon of Woodford Hill as a noble citizen who has served his community, district, and country well. He was an educator, agriculturist, community-oriented individual, and politician who will be remembered for a long time for his contribution towards nation building. Mr. Cabon served in Parliament as a senator and parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Tourism under the Dominica Freedom Party administration from 1985 to 1990. He contested the Wesley constituency on a Dominica Freedom Party ticket in 1985 and 1990. Although he was not successful on both occasions, he remains committed to the people of his community. The executive committee and members of the Dominica Freedom Party extend deepest sympathy to his children, extended family, relatives, friends, the community of Woodford Hill, and the Wesley constituency. Mr. Cabon will be laid to rest today. And the Dominica Fire and Ambulance Services has expressed concern about the recent frequency in the occurrence of motor vehicular fires on island. A total of 14 motor vehicle fires have been recorded so far for the year 2017, more than double the figure for the same period in 2016. And in the last 11 months, there have been 26 recorded fires. The fire services convened a press conference on Monday to update the media on these occurrences. Chief Fire Officer Josiah Dupi says the fire services is aware that there is much more than natural causes resulting in the fires which are occurring.
Therein lies the alarming results of our data collection. And I am sure you, the viewer, would have seen burnt vehicles or what is left of them all across the island. I am here to state very clearly that the fire service is aware that there is much more than natural causes being the result of the fires that we are seeing, and that we take it very seriously. I will admit that here at the fire service, we have our struggles and our deficiencies as it relates to fire investigations, as it relates to response, mainly because of our terrain and the distance that any particular station is expected to cover. Notwithstanding those deficiencies, which would also include our ability to analyze samples from fire scenes, in spite of that, of those challenges, I am here to say that we are going to be more deliberate, we are going to be more thorough, we are going to ensure that we get better results from our investigations. And many of those who would have gotten away, I want to say that very clearly, those who would have gotten away with deliberately setting their vehicles on fire for whatever reason, we are going to be careful in uncovering every stone from henceforth to ensure, one, that we do not see this pattern continue or to get worse.
Dupuy stated that a fire investigative team has been established to address some of the matters concerning motor vehicle fires on the island.
And so we want to be very clear here and to tell the would-be vehicle burners that the fire service is really on their trail. We have had discussions with members of the insurance company, and what we find and what our data tell us is not particularly surprising to them. And there is a few initiatives which are on the way to ensure that we can address this problem. One of them I'll speak to internally that we have adopted is to ensure is to actually put in place a fire investigative team. The intention is to address and to shore up our current practice. Usually, if there would be a fire in Portsmouth, what would generally happen is that an officer from the Portsmouth station, who mostly tends to be the person who responded to the fire, they would basically do the investigation. What we are doing from, you know, just a few months now, the intention is to have persons assigned to that particular fire, especially where we suspect that there is a little bit of foul play or that the fire is of such magnitude that, you know, some help will be needed. So the fire chief will decide out of the team who is assigned to actually do that particular investigation to assist the persons from the particular locality. And we, as I said, will be certainly more thorough and deliberate to ensure that we get better results as it relates to our investigations. I will do one further admission, and it is that arson is difficult to determine conclusively. That is a fact. But I also know that if we are more deliberate in our investigative approach, we will get better results in determining cause.
In other news this afternoon, Seabourn Airlines resumed its non-stop service between the carrier's hub in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Antigua and Barbuda on Friday. The service represents the only non-stop connection between Antigua and Barbuda and Puerto Rico. Passengers from over 30 destinations in the Americas and Europe will be able to reach Antigua's V.C. Byrd International Airport with a single stop at San Juan's Luis Munoz Marine International Airport through connections with Seabourn Airlines. In addition to the Seabourn flights providing convenient connecting opportunities for visitors, Antiguans and Barbudans will also have access to Seabourn's sizable portfolio of airline partners at San Juan Luis Munoz Marine International Airport. And for nearly a year, President Donald Trump and several of his top advisors have repeatedly denied that there was any contact between members of the Trump campaign and individuals tied to the Russian government. But the veracity of that story appears to be crumbling under contradictory revelations from the president's son, his son-in-law, and the current attorney general. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former White House press secretary Sean Spicer, Trump spokesperson Hope Hicks, and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort have all previously denied that there were any contacts or ties between the Trump campaign and Russian government officials or Russians trying to meddle in the election. Trump has routinely called the Russia story fake news and a witch hunt. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Three charged as police intercept vessel containing 157 kilograms of cannabis weed on Saturday. Seabourn Airlines resumed a non-stop service between San Juan, Puerto Rico and Antigua and Barbuda on Friday. And Trump's claim Russia collusion is fake news and a witch hunt said to be crumbling under contradictions. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. We say thanks to our sponsors. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.